This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Swedish campaigner Greta Thunberg on Friday branded the UN climate summit in Glasgow a failure after a week of negotiations produced what some experts have called vague promises to cut emissions. Thunberg told thousands of youth protesters at a march in the Scottish city that it was a week-long celebration of business as usual.
It should be obvious that we cannot solve the crisis with the same methods that goes into it in the first place.
Delegates from nearly 200 nations are gathered at COP26 to hash out details of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, which aims to limit global temperature rises to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius through sweeping emissions cuts. The first week saw announcements by some countries to phase out coal use and end funding for fossil fuels, but there were few details on how they plan the mass decarbonization that scientists say is needed. Ethiopia's Tigray forces are joining other armed groups to form an alliance against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed after a year of war that has killed thousands of people. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The new union includes the Tigray forces as well as the Oromo Liberation Army and seven other groups from around the country. The alliance, now known as the United Front of Ethiopian Federalist Forces, was signed into being in Washington. Organizers say the group will be both political and military with the aim of deposing Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to seek a political transition after a year of devastating war. U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman is meeting with officials in the Ethiopian capital amid calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA.